Speaking of junkets, doesn't this lady love one? Ali Mosley, Sky Racing presenter. The additional workload I have to carry while this chick goes over to Royal Ascot every year and pretends to work. My Lord. Golden slipper day, Mosley. How good was it?
I knew that was going to be a mean lead-in this morning,
Ben. He's in one of those moods, Al.
Oh, I can feel that. My goodness. He needs some breakfast, Ben. He's hungry.
Ali's good enough. She knows me well enough to know I'm always in a mood like this.
Just put the boot into him, Al, anyway, because that's what we're about to do. Tell me about the Golden Slipper. Stormboy finished third, and it was a great performance from Lady of Camelot, and obviously the Adrian Bott Gay Waterhouse too.
The money was spot on, wasn't it? She was backed early in the week, although I think, and Ben would know this better than me because he has access to the hold, but I think in terms of money, she had about less than 10% of it. So I know a few people had big bets on her, but she was super. She deserved it. I think she came out and trialled at Hawkesbury, which we saw, and there was a question mark over whether a Hawkesbury trial was, you know, up to it. But she did it easily, and she's a very tough filly, and you really need to be in that stable to stand up, and that's exactly what she's done. I think Take Nothing Away from Stormboy, though, well documented that he was away tardy, so then he had to duck back to what appeared to be the worst part of the track late in the day when he couldn't get a run, so he got kind of roused along early stages. He'll push on now to the sires, and I think that'll suit him to the ground. I can't see why we shouldn't still be able to follow him once he stepped out to 1,400, and he really looks a horse now, to be fair, that looks as though he's ready to get to that 14-mile trip. So he'll certainly be one to follow out of it. I think Lady of Camelot, they'll see whether they push on with her. And then Manal, I think we've really got to follow Manal out of that. Had she drawn a gate, I think she would have been right up in there. There were some ones to forget, probably Switzerland, I thought, was a little bit flat. He seemed as though James put a couple on him at the time, and then he just looked a little bit flat in the run, so we'll see what comes out of that. Hayasugi, we all saw what happened there, and Jamie Carr was lucky to stay aboard. So some exciting ones to follow, but I don't think let's jump off Stormboy yet.
I don't know if you're aware, but Loz was brilliant in formulating his multi, which did deliver the goods. Via Sustina was a crucial part of that, and I think it's fair to say the Europeans, they're just better than us over a trip.
Yes, absolutely. And I know it was well documented in one of our races too that we only had one Australian representative in Think It Over. So Via Sustina was an expensive purchase, as was Plastic Carousel, who's another interesting one to follow there. There was a bit of a bidding war on her at Arcana between the big dogs with Yulong and Coolmore, and they were all on her. So they've certainly paid enough for them, but Via Sustina looks the one to follow. Certainly progressive. She did it easily, I think. You know, we may be seeing a very handy horse and one that could be the future of the best horse in Australia when she won the round, but so dominantly. She was well covering all of them. Another one I want to mention, and Ben, you'll know how much I love this horse, is Chaowulf. I thought he was great. Riff Rocket obviously had his measure there, but I can't wait to see him once he gets out to a Derby trip. He'll have some pretty hot contenders to come up against, but he's obviously ticking along well as he gets out further into the prep.
I was cheering against him.
You're cheering against
him? Yeah, I bet you were. Yeah, I know you would have been.
Ali was invested for Black Bookers. So.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's as good as a win for me.
You're so nasty, Ben.
He is. He's death riding you now, Al. I've got to make mention of it. William Haggis, he must be just a genius to be able to identify horses to come to Australia and just go bang first up and get them to win. He's got an amazing strike rate.
Oh, doesn't he? And interesting as well, I've had a chat to some of the guys from his team in the past when they've come out and they've said to win big races in Australia, you know, perhaps not a Rambert, but to that extent still, you know, our big prize money races can set the stable up for the year compared to the prize money that they get over there. So if they can travel out a horse here, they know that it's, you know, top tier and doesn't really even necessarily need to be right up top tier. They can get the job done, and it pays for a lot of the bills for the whole year because our prize money here is so much stronger than theirs.
Put some horses in the bin for me.
In the bin or in the black book?
Either or. Let's do both.
In the bin, that's not how we do things here, Ben. My goodness.
Well, we need to take some out if we're putting some in. You know how the black book works.
Which show are we on? Via Sistina's got to go in there. She just couldn't have been any more impressive. She ran the best last 600 of the day and the second best last 200 of the day. So the figures stack up for her. I thought maybe Blanc de Blanc was a bit of a hit and run. She stumbled out of the gates, which a few did. I'm sure you guys have touched on this as well, but Wakes King stayed aboard Osmosis, you're still beyond me. But she stumbled out of the gates and raced back and wide in a race where most of the action came from those up close on the pace. She's a good filly, and I think she showed signs on the weekend that she's getting to her best form. But, yeah, just on that, it was a bit of a mixed bag for the girls too. I know Jamie was lucky to stay aboard Hayasugi and Rach. Oh, my goodness. She was right up in the air. She said she was just lucky that one of her, she was able to just get her heel back in one of the irons on the bend. So she literally, until she got to the bend, was racing with her feet out of the irons. Wow, she's we know how good she is, but she's a serious horsewoman, Rach.
And we also saw how quickly things can go awry as well in the last with Karen. I gave an update a little bit earlier on in the morning, but we'll endeavour to do so again at such later. The good news is that we should see him back. We just won't see him back for the autumn. We were all fearing the worst. Ali, these guys don't work Fridays, apparently, when it's a long weekend, so you won't be on Friday's show. I think you're going to feature on Thursday, and I'll see you at 7 p.m. on STC for Black Bookers Thursday as well. But we'll chat later in the week.
I'll do Thursday, and I want to make mention too, I'm not sure if they listen to this show, but Tin Tookie's owners, who sadly passed away in that fall, were all there in the mounting yard when I was leaving, and they were all really, really upset. And I know that everyone talks about horse racing and how much it affects us and how much we love the horses, and I do really wish that people who don't understand racing and how much we love our animals would have seen that, because they were so affected by it. And my thoughts go out to them. She was a really special mare. Everyone at Bradwood at Stable loved her. And I really send them my best wishes, because it was a torrid day for them, and it shows how much we just love our horses.
Very well said, Ali. Chat soon.
Thanks, guys.